happens at Rebels and Renegades Music Festival in beautiful Monterey, California. You guys played earlier this morning, probably better conditions than everybody else had, but was it still hot then?
It was a hot one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I missed the set. I had a little delay in Denver. Missed it, so I apologize. I was really looking forward to seeing you guys for the first time. I'm sorry, but I'll have to catch you next time. But I'm sitting here with you now. I'm very excited about that. Dude, I packed nothing but freaking boots, like heavy Wrangler pants and long sleeve pearl snaps. And then the pilot's like,
steamy.
Pilot goes, landing in 15 minutes. The temperature on the tarmac is 91 degrees.
Yeah.
But anyways, how about let's start off by introducing everybody in the band. Let's go left to right, my left to right.
Hi, I'm Tyler Thompson. I play the drums.
I'm Jacob Anderson. I play the guitar and harmonica and sometimes bass and sometimes...
Pedal steel
and sometimes banjo.
Do everything?
Yeah, sometimes. And they're
sometimes,
all very
everything
like, minimal. Times.
I'm TK, and I do the song making, and I play the guitar.
Right on. And you guys are out of you're local to the West Coast, but not quite California, right? Just up
based
north
in
of
Portland.
Portland.
Yeah, we used to all live there. Really a little bit spread out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. How long have you guys been together?
I think the first show was like 2017, but we didn't start like really touring for a while because we started with this one gig in town. It was like 3 to 4 hours at this small honky tonk, and it was more of like just a pleasure project whenever we weren't busy with our other projects, you know. But
oh, yeah.
It slowly kind of took over and swallowed up more time because it's so fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know nothing about like the Portland music scene really at all outside of like it's close to Washington and that's grunge music with Seattle.
Yeah.
So like is there a lot of like opportunities to play just locally without really having to go out of the region or
it's a great music town.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Probably
absolutely is.
I was eavesdropping on your conversation earlier, but it sounds like a wide mix of sound genres that comes out of there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, Walk me through kind of how you guys have found your sound, because you've been on a steady rotation in our group chat for Hippies and Cowboys recently.
Awesome.
We're big fans and supporters of what you guys are doing, but how'd you guys kind of tinker with the sound the last, 6 years and come up with what we're hearing today?
I mean, I think for me, it was like definitely mainly a combination of like just the certain like Northwest kind of brand of like crusty roadhouse music, and then also like discovering Terry Allen and getting really into certain like, you know, other Texas artists like that.
Yeah,
just like great songwriters with great bands, like where the band like gets to cook for a really long time, you
yeah
know?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, yeah, both funny and irreverent and deep, you know. I can go all those different places, and I just really wanted to play with these dudes.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something for a long time I'd been listening to Taylor do his other music and his other band, the Hill Dogs, and loved it. And we play in a different band also, like Fruition, so we're we're constantly like playing with each other and like coming up with stuff. But like the thing that I love is about this band is we really try and decorate the song, you know.
Yeah.
And just only do that, and it's all about dynamics, and you know, I mean, I think all bands are trying to achieve that, but I think with Taylor's writing it makes it a lot easier to accentuate his songs with just the kind of lyrics that are happening and the moments that are kind of naturally happening, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. That does make it like good dynamic and just
totally
like has the sonic back into the
yeah
lyrics.
We're all about like getting crazy soft and then just fucking exploding
and then a jet flies over.
Yeah, exactly. but if the song calls for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. But
yeah, I also love that like the start of the band was we were doing these sets where it's like we needed what, 3 45-minute or 60-minute sets?
It was 4 45-minute sets.
Okay, yeah. 3 or 4 hours of music.
Yeah, like our first show was...
Our first show.
Like 4 hours.
And so...
That's how it is back
home. From the get-go, it's always had this, like, let's just get through it kind of vibe, not worrying about making it perfect, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know, it kind of instilled this mentality that I just fell in love with, that I'd never really experienced with other bands. And it made me feel less like I have to make it sound like a studio album performance.
Yeah.
And just have fun and just, like, do it different every night.
Yeah.
Like, don't live worry about it.
Yeah, let's live take over. Right on, guys. Well, as promised, we're going to keep this fairly short, and we're going to play a game.
Nice.
You're going to be the first ever band of my knowledge to play. What did I call it? How well do you know your frontman?
Yeah.
I think that's something like that.
How well do
it'll
you know
change
your
probably
frontman?
Four times throughout the weekend. But how well do you know TK? So this one's for the bandmates, but you all do participate. Now, in my teacher side of me, no cheating. All right, so you might need to hide your whiteboards. This might get very challenging with the microphones and the mic stand situation. But I think we're going to start things off with my sample question that I gave you guys. What is TK's go-to gas station snack?
Go-to gas station food.
Go-to gas station food on the road. Walk in, what's calling his name?
Man.
Like,
does this include
music.
Snacks? We're talking...
Yeah, snacks.
Anything. We're talking snacks, like,
yeah,
right?
Like, you go to a gas station, you're on the road, yeah, you need something to get a little hungry. Could be,
See, you can't play because you're the front man, right?
But I have the answer.
Yeah, so we're seeing if you guys can put the same thing.
It's like
as
the dating
TK.
Game or whatever. What is it? Or not the...
Yeah, like, like the couple thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, are we all locked in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Get tuna salad, trail
I
mix, and
put
chips.
That.
I don't know what to call it, but it's that specific little pack I was getting.
Look what I put.
I do love the trail mix, too.
You're
those,
a trail
I mean,
mix,
those are
man.
All right.
He's a trail mix,
yeah.
Man.
It's all about having
I almost put
but
that
they're
down.
Just not the...
I was that close.
The
depends on the day.
I was like,
it
what's
does.
Essential?
I feel like chips was a little bit of a cop-out. Like, there's so many...
That
could go...
That
there's so many kinds of chips.
You might be, righter than I am.
Specify.
I know you better than you.
There you go. Cool Ranch.
That one's pretty lame.
Cheers.
It's not wrong.
All right.
It's not.
I think we
just love chips.
We'll try this again. We'll see if we can get a winner over here. Let's roll with... Let's go back to Portland here. Okay. What is TK's go-to bar in Portland? Going out, night off. Where are we going?
Well, that's a lot easier.
The gas station snack thing is easy from, like, for me, it's, we got this gas station called Casey's, and they got the best pizza, so I feel like anybody that knows me would just pick that. We are locked in?
Yeah.
All right, we got go-to bar in Portland. We're 3 for 3, all the Red Fox.
Yeah.
All right, shouting out the Red Fox. All right, one more for all the marbles here. One more for all the marbles. What is TK's favorite movie?
Oh, I don't even know how to answer that myself.
I don't know if that's possible.
I don't know if I have a favorite movie.
Okay. Favorite action?
I can tell you his favorite sitcom, but I think we would all know that.
I would.
Well, let's try.
Let's try. Yeah, let's try. Favorite sitcom. He's confident.
That was a
rigged
question because it came up. But...
I feel bad. I feel like we just hurt you by going with his idea. Like, we can throw you under the bus.
Are you ready?
What?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh.
What do you know? The person who wrote the question got it right.
Yeah. Oh, I got it right.
I mean, I wasn't far.
But, like, movie stuff.
Yeah. All right, well... So we'll put a plug in it at that. Congratulations on winning the game that
you
wrote
so
the question to. But, what's next for you guys? Where are you guys headed after this?
This was actually just a little one-off.
Yeah.
It's fine. Different spots. Jay's going to Portugal.
Yep.
Whoa.
I'm just going back to Portland. He's going back.
And our next thing.
Going back to Pittsburgh.
Next thing
Disney
is,
World with the family.
I don't think they have Disney World in Pittsburgh. Might be going to like a Pirates
That's
game.
That's incredible.
Yeah. But no, thank you guys for sitting down. I'll definitely look out to catch you guys next time. Especially if you come through Iowa. That's where we're based out. Yeah. So I don't know.
Awesome.
Sounds great. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. You guys take care. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, brother.